that you can, create a new desire, work with the blood, then he's given you the fire of the Holy Ghost to burn up in 1 Corinthians 3, the wood, the hay, the stubble. He says, watch out. Now there's a foundation that no man can lay that has been laid, only Jesus Christ could lay it, a blood, fire, water. He says, now you take heed how you build upon that foundation that no man can build. Now no man can build a foundation of blood, but only Jesus Christ. He gave his blood. And of the Holy Ghost. He sent the Holy Ghost. And the waters of his name, death, and life. Now he said, take heed how you build. And every day when you fall, at that brazen altar, hallelujah, with a sincere heart and the bells of sincerity ringing before God, the fire of God, will fall upon that sacrifice and begin to burn away the wood, the pride of redemption, the anger, putting people in stocks because of your bad attitude. That's what that word wood means. It means to have an attitude like, of anger and redemption, the pride of redemption and redeeming, by anger. Then the wood, the hay, and how it has to do with the revelation. Hay has to do with goes back to a pen and so forth. Am I correct? Wood, hay, and then stubble. Has to do with satisfaction. The wood, hay, and stubble. Pride of redemption, pride of revelation, pride of redemption, and pride of satisfaction. The threefold nature, teacher, you correct me if I get those out of, you haven't got that far yet, okay. So see, we have the fire to burn up these works of the flesh. Amen. Oh, that is powerful. Hallelujah. And as we fall, we can work through the sand and get to the rock. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to show you something. Go to Proverbs 8. Verse 11, it's not that easy. You can't be lazy and go on for God. There is not one chair in the tabernacle. The priest never sat down to minister. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. So this truth that I'm talking about tonight is not easily obtained. Finding God's purpose of will and doing it is not real easy. How you search it out. You dig for the truth about yourself. Hallelujah. You dig through the sand until you get to the gold. In the natural, it's not easy to come up with gold. They pick and they dig and they search and they finally find one little thing of gold. You've seen people go crazy about finding just a nugget of gold. And we get just barrels and barrels of gold and silver and precious stones of God's Word. We just sit there and just spit it out. You think you're not going to be ashamed on that day? But saints, I'm here to encourage you, to turn around, hallelujah, and fall down 7 times, and rise up with new strength, hallelujah, newness of life. That is so powerful. Proverbs 16:16. This thing goes on, and I'm just trying to take a shortcut here. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? Now, we're talking about, when I'm saying gold and we're talking about wisdom, we're talking about God's purpose of will. To know what God's purpose of will is for your life. To know what God's master plan is for your life. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. It goes on. There's so many scriptures. Just a couple. To talk about how it's not real easy. To dig through the sand of your own ways and your own mind and your own emotions to get down to the rock bottom truth. But you can. And you know how you do that? You fall. A just man will fall 7 times and rise up again. Hallelujah. In newness of life. But a wicked man will fall into mischief and get worse and worse and worse and worse. I don't want to be a weed and get removed. I don't want to see anybody else get removed from this church. I want to see people get added to this church. I'm tired of seeing people, start backing up on God and losing faith and losing sight. Because it's an individual walk. I can only encourage you and give you the word. You can buy that. The Bible says, buy of me. milk and wine and honey without price, without money. Amen. So that's talking about trading your flesh for the Word of God. You can buy that Word of God with your flesh. So really, a lot of flesh is a lot of purchasing power. You say, well, I got so much flesh. Well, then you got a lot of purchasing power. Hallelujah. Amen. But it's just up to you to fall seven times. A just man will fall seven times. You got a lot of flesh, fall seven times daily. Hallelujah. You say, that's a lot of work. Yeah, it's a lot of work to find gold. I wish I knew more about that in the natural. Somebody in the gold mine just picking and carrying on all day long. And well, you've seen movies where they've just worked and worked and worked, and finally they found one little nugget and they're so happy. Huh? It is worth something, amen. And when you get down and you begin and you fall down and work through your sandy headship, amen, and get to the truth, amen, and find God's purpose of will, and then you get up in newness of life and you practice God's will, you know what God wants you to do, then you walk in it in active and passive obedience, then you start clothing His will with glory. Hallelujah. You start clothing His purpose of will. And He said, you won't be ashamed. He said, you will enter into the joy of the Lord, thou good and faithful servant, because you did the master plan of the Father. Because you did His purpose of will. So God is already, I don't know if you're understanding it like I'm understanding. I don't know if we're all on the same level here. I just don't know. But God has already written all the works and all the things and all the pledges and all the everything you're supposed to do. Ah, that's deep. Don't get me on that. Amen. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Sure, hallelujah. Now, that's powerful. Amen. Isn't that powerful? Works already written on the palm of His hand. Works. You say, well, I can't. Yes, you can, man. Here's the plan. Now, He's created you, and He's going to fit you at the plan. All you have to do is fall seven times. A just man will fall seven times. All you have to do, amen, is walk in active and passive obedience. Keep yourself clean before the Lord and separated from the world, the flesh, and the devil. Amen. And God will just fit you right in the plan. Huh? God will fit you right in the works. You can do it. You say, I can't give. I can't do that. Oh, yes, you can. God's already provided a way to give your need to you. Hallelujah. If you'll just do the works He's already written out for you. That makes it so easy, doesn't it? Thank you, Lord. I tell you, you know, if this doesn't change you, I don't know what will. I tell you, it changed my life. I thought, yes, I can do all things, Lord, because, amen, You've given me an inheritance of two types of blood, redemptive blood, creative blood. You've given me the fire. Already laid it aside, the Bible says, before you were created, He laid aside the blood. He laid aside the fire. He laid aside, amen, and that Hebrew scholar says, and it means ground to powder. He's laid aside the humility of the Christ so you can make those necessary surrenders to do His purpose of will. We've got it. He's given, that's our inheritance. The blood, the fire, the waters of His name, death, and life. The humility of the Christ is our inheritance. That's, and you know what? This is the year of Jubilee. Hallelujah, Rabbi Hushaya, when we get our inheritance, we can go on for God. We can make it. Hallelujah. Now she keeps on saying, this is the year of Jubilee, when everything returns back to the owner. Hallelujah. We don't own this flesh. And God's going to start putting His thumb. He's going to get rid of honks and honks and honks of flesh because it doesn't belong to you. Now, that's powerful. No wonder you've been going through it. Because it's the year of Jubilee. It's the year that you get liberated from the flesh. Now, I don't know. Some of you hear me. Some of you are not hearing me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Ephesians 2:10, before, Kadim, eternity. Amen. So you have all this blood, the fire, beaten powder, which is... Amen. Talks about the humility of the Christ to give you that necessary surrender. Amen. To go on. Hallelujah. So God set all this aside, wrote out the master plan that He wished for you to do. Amen. Then created you. And all you have to do is just do His purpose of will, and He'll fit you into the master plan. And a lot of Christians don't know what God's will is for their life. You know, it's like, you know, what? And don't you think about that too? Are you sure you're doing the master plan of the Father? Doesn't that kind of concern you? Am I doing the master plan of the Father? Well, let me tell you how you can know. Hallelujah. Fall down seven times. Hallelujah. Amen. A just man shall fall down seven times. Amen. And go on for God. Keep yourself clean. Work with the blood, the fire, and that ground of powder, the humility of the Christ. And you will get up and you will do God's perfect will. Amen. And His purpose of will for your life. Amen. The pastors will tell you. Amen. God will speak to you. The Word will speak to you. God will show you as you go on for Him His purpose of will for your life. Then you won't be ashamed rather than being ashamed. Amen. You'll be joyful. Amen. You'll enter into the joy of the Lord, that good and faithful. Faithful to do what? Clothe His purpose of will so you won't be found naked. Because if you don't do it, saints, he's ordained you to be in this church. He's ordained you to be in this ministry. And if when you don't cooperate, you're not doing God's purpose of will. You're backing up. But if you were falling down seven times, amen, you know what? You'd be getting up with newness of life. You'd have a good attitude inside about doing God's active or doing God's will. You'll active obedience, you'll have passive obedience going with it. And then everything will work out like it's supposed to. You'll have the things that you're supposed to have. But if you hold back and you don't do the works that God has already ordained for us to do here, then you'll be way out in left field somewhere. You'll be ashamed now. You'll feel it. You won't get the Word. And on that day, His will be naked. And shame, you will reap shame because you sowed shame. And some are feeling ashamed in here because they're not doing their part. They know it. They know it. There's an elephant of doubt, doubting God will provide. And we can't go on. We can't do anything because of all this doubt. Now God is speaking so clearly through His Word. I said, Lord, please give us crystal clear perception concerning Your purpose of will. And you sit out there and you think, I can't do it. I can't afford to do it. I don't have the time to do it. I don't have the energy to. Oh, yes, you do, because He's already written down what you're supposed to do. And He's going to provide for you. Now, that makes it so easy. He just fits you into the plan, that's all. And here you are doubting. Here these elephants are dropping out of the sky. Huh? Huge elephants just dropping out. I want what was in that stomach. I don't know what was in that stomach, but I want what was in that stomach. Hallelujah. And we know it's the Word of God. Amen. Spiritual pregnancy of the Word of God. Amen. I want those revelations. Amen. But there's doubt falling this way and doubt falling that way. Amen. Trying to tump over the wrath so that you won't get what's in that stomach of God's Word. And you need that Word. Hallelujah. That's right. Which speaks of the Word of God. Okay, go to Matthew 7 real quick. I'm going to let you go in about 2 minutes. I see it pretty clear tonight, and I just pray that you do. And if you don't, you ought to grab that tape. If it's on tape, and ask God to quicken it to you, because saints, it's not just another sermon. You've watched people miss God's purpose of will in their life because they didn't stay clean, and because they didn't deal with their attitudes and so forth, and get built up in the faith. Faith cometh by hearing by the Word of God. You've watched them back out of the Word, back out of the Spirit, and now their life is a mess. And it gets worse and worse because the Bible says the wicked man doesn't rise back up. He gets worse and worse. Matthew 7:24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him as a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And we know that's the truth. And that's God's purpose of will for your life. You're not going to fall, amen, rabbahushaya, except in the hands of God, hallelujah, for Him to embrace you and to take care of you if you build upon the truth, amen. And the truth is, the works are already cut out for you. We'll tell you what they are. Hallelujah. And you can do them. Now that's powerful. That's too easy. You say, oh, I just can't do it. Hey, you can do it. Amen. Now it's God's purpose of will that you're here. Amen. And it's God's purpose of will that we all cooperate so we can just move right on in with the program. I want to see some more souls won. Amen. I'd like to see Brother Kelvin, amen, sing for Jesus, amen, in a coffee house ministry, and David play the drum, or people, musicians come in. And I'm working with so many musicians on the side, it's not even funny. I don't know if they'll come in because there's a lot of people here. They're allowing these elephants to just sit down on them. And they're so full of doubt. And you know that the children of Israel, he said, I've written these things for your examples and ensamples that you might not miss it too. And it was because of their doubt they did not get their inheritance. And this is the year of Jubilee, so we can get our inheritance. We can get it. Whatever God has put it in for our inheritance here at this little church, we can get it. This is the year of Jubilee. We just need to cooperate. Amen. Doesn't hurt to repeat it over and over and over, does it? Thank you, Lord. So anyway, we can. We can do it, saints. Will you come up here and say that? Wow. I like that. Hallelujah. That's powerful. It's real powerful. Amen. So saints, amen. Let's clothe. All these things were set aside, amen, before we were even created, so that we could claim our inheritance. And he gave us redemptive blood, saved us, so that we could get all these things. Saved us to do the works he wished for us to do in his master plan. He's got a master plan for every one of you. He knows the souls that he wants you to win. Do you know that, David? He already ordained souls under your ministry, amen, for you to win. Kelvin, you too. And if you go on for God, those souls will be won. But if you don't, you're going to be ashamed of yourself. Because you didn't go on for God, because you didn't die out to your flesh. You didn't dig through the sandy headship of your own carnal ways and get to the rock. That you're too lazy to dig for gold, the truth about yourself, and repent and come up with active and passive obedience. And you'll be ashamed and those souls won't be won. Now, that's a mystery to me, but God has ordained souls under your ministry, a work for you, already cut out for you. And when that doubt comes in and that lack of faith comes in, you won't get your inheritance. I don't want to miss it. Don't miss it. So anyway, I'll just conclude it with that. And let's stand up and thank God for his word and his will. And ask God to work the will and the do in you. If you don't have it in you, saints, ask him for it tonight. I certainly hope you got something out of the word tonight. Brother George.